Yashoda, Nana. Jaya Vrindana, Nana. Jaya Vrindana, Nana.
శ్రీ శ్రీ భగవద్గీతాజీకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాశ్యామ సుందర్ జీకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ జీకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోకులానంద్ జీకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకా, శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర నితాయిజీకి, గౌర పెమందే, గౌర పెమందే, గౌర పెమందే, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు దేశం, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు దేశం, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు దేశం, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు దేశం. Yesterday, we saw these 8 words from 7th chapter, you know, and we were discussing about the situations in which we can experience Krishna, you know, the Prabhupada, this, we have a big problem in front of us, you know, that we are chanting since long and we are engaged in his service also. Side by side, the maintenance activities are also going on. So after a while, we start doubting, you know. Jaya Mataji, nice to see you. Oh, Ushaka Mataji, nice to see you. She has written those two verses are beautiful, Vishaka. You wrote from 2nd chapter of Bhagavatam. They're very nice. This problem confronts us that this process could be very short, either very short, because it's very tiny. But the water is very vast. You know, you see the Pacific Ocean, and it's very vast. When we see Pacific Ocean, and if you see after that Atlantic Ocean, then Atlantic Ocean appears as a lake. Because this is the ocean, Pacific Ocean. And such big water mass, he wants to preserve. And it's our experience when we want to preserve the, you know, under mango, we prepare pickle. And our ladies want to preserve it for the 12 months. When it is not available, we can relish. So we make a pickle out of it. And the main ingredient in the pickle is salt. So if you mix salt, the we are manufacturing tons of salt, and even then the water never will run out. The salt never runs out. This is the Krishna's mercy. And this is Shastra Chakshu. Otherwise, who has the capacity to put that amount of salt in passive devotion? We cannot forget to put, in our dal water, we forget to put the salt. And then sometimes if lady freaks out, then either it is less or more. And if she or he wants that we should not eat, then the cooking is marvelous protection. Yeah, this is how. We are not perfect at all. This is Shastra Chakshu. And is it very difficult to understand? So once we see these things, we see Krishna there. Unless there is a powerful living entity, nobody has capacity to manufacture that much salt and mix it with the water. And it's unlimited supply and inexhaustive, never exhausted. That is the quality of Krishna. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is how we should view Krishna. So that as soon as we develop the chakshu, the Shastra chakshu, the eyes through the scriptures, then we go deep into the existence of Krishna. And that really is a miraculous effect on our own existence. Because as soon as you touch Krishna's teachings or whatever it is Brahma samsparsham. You know, sukhena Brahma samsparsham. It's very nicely said in Bhagavad Gita. Yunjan evam sadatmanam. Yunjan, you practice. And that's why we hear Bhagavad Gita daily. But every day it is new. Every day it is new. Yunjan, this practice you have to continue. And it's never ending because during the way we are contaminated. In the evening only we have some time wherein we wash off that contamination. And as soon as you wash off, you develop the Shastra Chakshu. And because why? Why you are purified? Because you are touching Krishna. Sukhena Brahma Samsparsham. Yunjan Evam Sadatmanam. Yogi Vigata Karmashaha. Yogi becomes Bhakti Yogi unknowingly if you are devoted to Krishna. And as soon as you become yogi, the first effect is Anartha Nivritti. You know, all our bad habits, they should go away. That is our meter to see whether our devotional service is advancing or not. Our anartha should completely be absent. You know, then only the purity is there. Unless vigata kalmasha, unless these dirty things you do away with, you cannot advance on this path. So it becomes our first duty. Krishna has given three steps. You know, first is yunjan. You please start the practice. And Prabhupada knew this thoroughly well. So he has given us Mangalati practice. He has given us unlimited service of Krishna. So during the day also, we can devote our lives. Maybe in youth, you may be engaged here and there, doesn't matter. But in the end, we are going to have Lakshmi with us. And the same time, we are going to have the time also with us. And then that time will be burdened. And so that's why people go mad. You know. They don't know really what is happening. Because time is there at their disposal. And the other side, they don't know how to utilize it. So you should prepare for your old age, which is bound to come. And that is how Prabhupada used it, you know. That many of Grihastha, during the daytime, I don't know how he studied and when he studied with all the responsibilities, but he must have done it. And every evening, he would have his program. Doesn't matter, even two people, he will just start preaching. And his family didn't like it at all. His wife said that, I wanted to marry a nice, smart businessman. I ended up with this priesthood. So, we are very good in our material activities. But that's not the end of it. That's not the whole of our existence. Our maintenance is all right. We may go here and there. It doesn't matter. But this is how the scripture should be viewed. And as soon as the scriptures are viewed in through this angle, then they give you the nice presentation. And as soon as you go to the scripture, then vigata kalmasha, that is the effect. As soon as you go to Bhagavatam, as soon as you have the darshan of Krishna, this is all touch of Krishna. So our anatta nivritti must be there. Our all unwanted habits should go away. And unless it goes away, the third step we cannot attain. And that is third step in given Krishna by himself in the second line. Sukhena Brahma Sanspersham. With very happy disposition, Krishna touches us through the scriptures. And his touch enlivens us. Anyasya Sravana Hasta Charana Tvagadin. You know, all these things, Sanjivayati, Akhila Shakti Dharaswadhanga, through Maharaj's praise. Then my hands are enlivened, my ears are enlivened, my legs are enlivened. Otherwise, nobody invites you really here. From all the corners you make your journey here. Why? Because that samsparsham is there. And as soon as it is there, you know, once you are going there, because in this very small verse, everything is given. First step is practice. Somebody should guide you to practice this thing. The second stage is that your life must be purified. And the third stage, that Krishna's touch should be there and it should be sukhena. Nobody force should force upon us. And the fourth stage is manasparsham. It touches our mind. It touches our heart. And then in heart again, Krishna is situated. So he gives us life. And when this outward Krishna Katha and inward inspiration both combine together, our life becomes perfect. This is perfection. And then we come to the scripture more and more, more and more, more. That's why we recite, you know. Never mind, we don't understand. But slowly, this transcendental intelligence flows through the mercy of Prabhupada. This is the great potency of Prabhupada. Nobody used to do. Nobody has done like this for Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita or Ishvapanishad or whatever books he has written. He has completely opened everything in front of us. And that is our tradition. You know, we read somewhere regarding the cows. And the doctor writes that since ancient days, we were having exchanges of these medicines with the world. You know, and they were not patent medicines or something that I have the child and you can't touch it. No. It was all free exchange. Anybody can keep the cow and they can be benefited. And now, so much research is done on that and we are really relieved from all this. Even cancerous patients get cured. But we are completely misdirected to have the allopathic treatment. The doctor, what's our doctor, he says now that from my experience, it is very clear that we should leave the cancerous patient to die peacefully instead of giving him treatment. The treatment is more horrible than the death. So he is to die. So suppose we detect and it is decided that he or she is going to go, then why to put him or her again under the torture before she actually dies? You know, this is our cows. And these are so very simple things. Krishna was not mad to graze the cows. Even now, he doesn't do anything. He's very busy. Whole creation really is sustained by him. And everything is created by him. Everything is maintained by him. And ultimately it will be finished also by him. But even then he is completely free. And that tendency we also have. We organize our factories, our businesses in such a way that we are completely free and everything goes on. This is Krishna's tendency. And he lets everything go on and he keeps himself free to graze the cows. There's the eternal engagement, you know, cow and God. And there's a real engagement. Sometimes he becomes Dwarkadish, but he anchors us to go back to Vrindavan. He remembers, you know, whenever he was borrowed in Dwarka, his queens were worried, he said, why are you going? Forget about it, I remember my Vrindavan. He is now, and then we have Jagannath Yatra, Leela, and so many other things. Please try to understand these things and don't get fed up with this process. It is a very long person time. We have tendency, I forget about the same thing. It's not the same thing. The defect lies with us. These four stages we don't follow. We do half-hearted practice maybe, or we don't do. Under different engagements and different concoctions of our mind, we definitely miss Mangala. Definitely. Nobody will voluntarily come to Mangala. So Prabhupada was very strong. They are asking, if you want to grow, you must do this. You must do it. But to that extent, he did. That once he had an appointment to see the Prime Minister of India, who were Indira Gandhi. And so he had prepared few points, you know, to be discussed with her. And the first one point was that she, President of India, and all the Minister of Paraphernalia, secretaries and everything, must attend Mangala. And they should be there for chanting. They should be there for daily greeting. They should be there to hear Bhagavatam. And then they start their parliamentary proceedings or whatever it is. Nonsense, you see. But first they behave sensibly. And then if he wanted so much that the ministers and presidents and everybody should attend Mangalarti, how much you would wish us to attend Mangalarti? So please, you do anything and everything. Wherever you are, you may not come to this place or one place, wherever we are staying away. But wherever you are staying, at 4 o'clock, you should throw yourself out of the bed. Otherwise, make the bed very hard that you will not sleep again. Some play some trick with your own body and the arrangements for rest. And some of the other people were very big ones. Alarm, you know. We had one alarm, and we music alarm. And our devotee, they said, because you have bought the music alarm, we enjoy the music and we don't know. So, instead of waking up, he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So their alarm was useless. So put some hammering alarm. Bum, bum. You know that music of what is this? It's called a very modern music. Drum, drum. Imagine somebody is beating your chest. And they enjoy that music. Dance and enjoy. And for us, it is a punishment. Mm-hmm. So, this is how. So, more either, these points have got to be hammered on our mind. How can we sleep? We are in a burning house. Our time is running out. The day is gone, cannot be got again. Time we cannot gain, you know. However, we are ready, we may be ready to spend millions of dollars. But morning is gone, it's gone. So, with this idea, we should come to these ones. You know, so you understand the point I am driving at? Yeah, we must be very patient, dhairya. Dhairya, dhir. And dhira purush, the definition by Prabhupada is very nice, you know. That he is the dhira, or she is dhira, who don't get agitated in the agitating situation. So we have to control ourselves to that extent that we completely become patient. You know, that's why in hospitals we are known as patients. Because we have to tolerate. You cannot scream and shout that I'm suffering from cancer. Doctor said you are patient. And you have to have the patience. The man or woman who has patience is known as patience. And they don't call anything else. Yes, you are patient. So we have to tolerate. And we have to take all the obnoxious things which he puts on into our throne. And the nurse comes, hello, and puts poison into our throne. And we have to take it. There is no other patient. This is the man. So instead of becoming that patient, we should be going this patient, Bhagavad Gita patient. An harmless medicine. It is medicine, no reaction. And bliss is there. You know, completely shanti. This is Bhagavad Gita. Because it describes Krishna. Every letter in Bhagavad Gita is the manifestation of Krishna. And because it is the manifestation of Krishna, any verse you study through Prabhupada's translations and purport, helplessly you have to glorify. Helplessly. We are helpless. And you know, oh, how fine it is. This is how. So please understand this verse. In that, we have seen already two situations. The first situation we saw, that is of the taste in water. Yeah? And the second we saw, the sunshine and the moonshine. And we are discussing how the sun and the moon help us to nourish our vegetables and all grains and everything. Because in India particularly, there is rain only during the rainy season. And that too is not daily. But Krishna has his own arrangement. He is known as Bhutagrun. He nourishes all the living entities. You know, our body is there. And there are innumerable cells in our body. And there are droppings of the cells from our body every moment. The cells are there and those dead cells go away. There is continuous going away, continuous. You can't stop that process. Always the new cells take place and the dead cells go away. And that's why we don't put on the same clothes again, because they are full of cells. You know? So this is how, again it is replaced. And those cells which fall on the ground, they are the food for the insects. This is how Krishna arranges the things. That our droppings become their food. And continuously they should have food. Daily they have to survive. So daily we have to drop. This is how we arrange this. Very hard. But no. But it's all very confidential. But every living entity gets his or her own quota. This is the main thing. And the quota, unlimited quota, is supplied by Shashi and Surya, moon and sun. They are not Krupan. They are not miser. That I will only give one dozen mango. That's it. Rohini doesn't require any more. No. No. Whether Rohini comes or any other living entity comes, he will give you abundant on the tree. You cannot count. But as soon as it comes in our possession, kilo. So, you know, we sell it by kilo. 1 kilo, it will cost you $10. And Krishna gives us completely free. Because it is essential. The fruits, the seasonal fruits, are abundant in supply. This is how he gives us everything through Shashi and Surya. And that's why, whenever we see moon, you know, ladies particularly worship the moon. And we should worship the moon also. It's one of the important demigods. Surya also is one of the important demigods. And that's why daily in the morning, it is known in India as Surya Namaskar. These people, those who want to walk and do some exercise, you know, they do in the name of Surya. By the side of Bombay Temple, there is some exercise. We always see them climbing on the bars and doing this thing and that thing. So we always see them. They also do this through Surya Namaskar. So early in the morning they come and they bow down many times in front of Surya. And then now we also go down in front of the deities. But ours is a very new invention, you know. If you don't want to go down, then you just go. And then we go there. Krishna says, yes, yes, come. He also says, but he is come on the brilliant. Those who worship me, whatever consciousness, I also receive from it. Otherwise, in Hindi, there is a very nice saying, you know. Nara means living entity. Nara, kapadan ko darat. If he falls down, his clothes will be dirty. Yeah? So Gansha will never go down. He said, who will spend for the dry cleaning? Yeah? Krishna is not giving me $2. So he will never go down. Nara, kapadan ko darat. And the same thing, if you combine and separate bit differently, it gives you a nice name. Narak padan ko nahi. Narak kapadan ko darat. Kapadan ko means clothes. He has a nice feel, iron clothes and everything. So he doesn't want to fall down. So the clothes will get dirty. But he doesn't mind going to hell. Narak. Narak is hell. He wants to preserve the clothes and prefers to go to hell. And that's why you are all in Singapore. And your abbreviation is sin. Where are you going? Sin. Where are you going? Sin. and you are all here nicely enjoying the narrative. This is the main thing to be understood. And then we go to the third situation. Pranavaha, please read it.
Pranavaha,
Sarva Vedeshu. This is third situation. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Rasoham apsu kaunteya.
Rasoham apsu kaunteya.
Prabhasmi shashi suryayo.
Prabhasmi shashi suryayo.
Pranavaha sarva vedeshu.
Pranavaha sarva vedeshu.
Shabda abhe.
Shabda abhe.
Paurushandushu.
Paurushandushu.
In the second line of Sanskrit, there is two lines in transliteration. Gives you three situations. And they are very easy to understand. Pranava means omka. You know, we were in Harare. It is the capital of that, near South Africa. Huh? Zimbabwe or something. Rhodesia formerly it was known. Zimbabwe. The capital of the city of the Zimbabwe is Harare. So we were staying in some house, businessman's house. And he said, there is a very beautiful temple here. We should go to see the temple. It's marvelously constructed. So we thought that it's better to see, you know, Hindu temple, so we'll have some darshan. So we went there and the building is marvelous, you know, very nicely constructed, all everything was arranged, parking was there, everything was there. And we went in the inside the temple and Pujari was standing there and he was Gujarati. So I asked him, who are you? I am Pujari. So I don't see anything that you can perform puja here. There are no deities. So what puja you are performing here? He said, no, I am puja. So then I told him, temple is beautiful. There is no deity. Where is the deity? Could you not buy the deities from India? He said, no, all the deities are in the Buddha. The temple is constructed for the deities and deities are still lying in the boxes. They are not even worried with me. So he said, no, as soon as the deities arrived from India, so there was a big meeting, how to arrange the deities, you know, on the altar. So there was a big fight, and they cut each other heads, you know. Somebody was Shiva Bhakta and somebody was Krishna Bhakta. Somebody was Sam Baba Bhakta. So they could decide which deity should be in the middle. So they decided that we won't install any deity and we put oak. So on one chair there was Om, and he was performing aarti for Om. Krishna says that I am Om in all the Vedas, but again he says in Bhagavad Gita that Om iti ek aksharam vyaharan. Vyaharan means vibrate. Om, and the nice tunes are there in the temple, and they echo. We hear the echo. There's a beautiful arrangement, particularly in the Indian temple. So this only vibration, this vibration is transcendental vibration. It's not different from Krishna. But he says another part again, that Om iti ek aksharam vyaharan mam anusmaran. You should remember me. So Om is an impersonal manifestation of Krishna. But it should be coupled with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is man manusmara. Then it becomes complete. Otherwise, Om on its own never becomes complete. So please don't misunderstand this. No doubt, the sound incarnation is there. But he is instructs us that with Om, you should remember me. So we can't just go on worshipping Om. We were in the temple. There are all Oms there. In the temple. So many Oms are there. Lakshmiyan. And poor Lakshmiyan, some of the days he is carrying 9 pieces on his body. He is not looked after very nicely. You see our deities are nicely decorated. He is going to special for that. And you see those deities, some of the days all the pieces are empty. No? Nothing is there. No flowers, nothing at all. And for flowers, whatever garlands he had, he was asking money for from the crowd. So on the Sunday, he has to collect the flowers. He said, at least Prabhupada has saved us by giving us so many books, so we can do some sankirtan. We have some life membership program, or we have some other program, in which we go afterwards, and we never utter anything. regarding these things inside the spiritual program. Then only the spiritual program becomes valid. Otherwise it is invalid. An invalid spiritual program will never take you anywhere. This is to be understood as a third situation. Then Shabda, okay, the word, you know, sound word, sound in sky, ether, is also I am. And you will be remembering third chapter, maybe you have read, you have understood that this whole material manifestation is the creation of the transcendental sound of Krishna. First there was sound, you know, tapa, tapa, tapa. These letters are given in Bhagavad-gita. And because of the sound vibration, Brahma was able to recreate. And Prabhupada says, he gives the example of yoga. There are diseases because of the excessive eating of the milk products. So those diseases could be cured by the same milk but converted into yogurt. If you drink buttermilk or if you eat yogurt, the diseases are here, cured. So that is sound also, I am disease. And then Paurusham Yushu, ability in man. You people have left India, especially in foreign countries. This requires ability. And this ability is a mystic yoga, you know, yoga siddhi. Every living entity has some mystic power. And even the frog, Prabhupada said, the frog has a mystic power because it can breathe under the ground. If we are trying to imitate the frog, we'll die within a second. As soon as the earth falls on a pit, we are going to go to Vrindavan. The frog can stay. These are every living entity, including the animal. The cow is the greatest mystic. Otherwise, is there any machine in which you can put grass in one end and take the milk outside? No, the grass will come outside. It's our limitation. Our machines don't work, don't transfer anything. They only process. They cannot create anything. This ability is I am. So these are the five situations. We'll go ahead tomorrow. Yes. Have you anything? Can you take prasada? You can discuss it. To comment or ask. Please, have you got prasada? If you want to go, Kunti, if you want to go, you take prasada. And take some prasada for mother also, if she comes in. I don't know if you pray. No, she's asking. Yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama.
Divine days from Mahavishnu Goswami Gurudev Ki
Jai. Shri Gopal Ki Jai.